Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's talk some NBA with Nick Friedel. He is an Odyssey NBA insider. Number one seeds down 0-1 in respective series. Celtics lose last night. And also we saw, I thought, as Mike and I talked about it, OKC blow it. Nick, thanks for joining us. Who do you blame in that Boston game? Mike is talking about the coach. I'm talking about Tatum, the star of the team. Who do you blame for what happened?
Guys, first of all, it's great to be with you again. And what I would tell you is when you have a meltdown like that, everybody deserves a piece of that pie. You can't melt down when you have a team that is as talented as Boston is and point to one guy specifically. When you go up 20 in the second half at home, a game should be over.
Yep.
And so what happens is, guys just get complacent, and it's every cliche, took their foot off the gas. They looked around. They said, this team can't come back like this. And they do. And so what's interesting to me moving forward here is what kind of response then appears in game two? What happens if they face the adversity that will come in any playoff series? It is shocking that they blew that game last night, though. I just think top to bottom, they're better than the Knicks at all the things the Knicks do well. But the Knicks are tough as hell. That is what Tibbs has gotten them to believe in through the last couple of years. And when you have Jalen Brunson leading the way he does, you don't want to give a team like that hope. But as far as blame goes, everybody gets some of that.
Yeah, and to Carl's point, we were talking about this earlier, Nick, and I was saying, you know, Jason Tatum, you're like a six-time All-Star. Prime of your career, I'm not saying you got to go like, you know, LeBron with Dave Blatt and squash it. But, I mean, is the three-point shot and analytics so ingrained in the DNA that no one has the common sense to say, look, we can take the ball to the rack and we can just make this two points, and keep, maintain the lead? It just seems like we live in this world where common sense goes out the window.
The answer to the analytics question is 100% yes. When you have teams that – shoot the three the way they do, they're not going to change. It is absolutely ingrained in the DNA of that group. What I would say specific to Tatum, though, is this has always been the big knock on Tatum, some of which dissipated after they finally won that title last season. Tatum is an unbelievable player, and he just keeps racking up great seasons. But there are far too many times in these big games through the years where you want him to drive to the rim, you want him to get to the foul line, and he's just not able to do that, and either chooses the path of least resistance as far as putting up threes, or just kind of disappears. And when you have one of these all-time great Celtics who continues to add more to the resume every year, that's not what you want to see. So I think that part, again, is something that's going to start getting into the narrative of Jason Tatum if they can't turn this thing around, is why can't he take over more when they need him to the most?
Nick Friedel joining us, Odyssey NBA insider on Dukes and Bell. OKC was the best team by a long shot during the regular season. But as long as you got Joker, right, Nikola's different, man. And Nick, you know, he gives you a chance to win. But last night I thought it was coaching blunders. Tell me what you thought about the decision to foul and put these guys on the line.
No. Yep. In the words of the late, great Dikembe, you don't do that. I mean, you don't do that, especially if the Joker is standing there at the scorer's table. You don't make that kind of decision. And when you have Mark Dagnall, who is a hell of a coach, but you have a young team in that kind of spot, I think there's a learning curve for everybody. We're talking about Boston and the blame game when they melt down. Yeah, absolutely, that's on the Thunder's coaching staff and Dagnall himself. But on top of that, you've got young players who have not been in these type of pressurized games over and over and over again. Now, maybe they do end up getting by Denver, but I think last night was a reinforcement. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to win the MVP. He's been unbelievable. The best player still on the planet is Jokic. He's the guy. And the Nuggets know it. And the Thunder, if they didn't think it before, they got another big reminder last night. But when you have the guy on your team, you're always going to have a chance. And if you start building confidence in a proud group that won a couple years ago, I think OKC could have some problems there.
So Denver, and by the way, if you just tuned in, guys, it's Nick Friedel, who covers the NBA. Michael Malone got fired, and there was all sorts of rumors that maybe he was being preferential treatment with Russell Westbrook, and that alienated some guys on that team. It sure looks like it's friggin' kumbaya now, man, because Joker looked like Metal Lark Lemon last night.
When they made that move, I sat there and went, are you kidding me? And clearly, guys, as y'all well know, I mean, the stories have kind of popped out the last few weeks. Michael Malone went way beyond, are you kidding me? I think the reports and knowing Malone's personality, they all make sense. He was really, really unhappy. But what I would say, especially to the NBA, and this is all pro sports, but especially in that league, when you make the kind of wholesale changes that the Nuggets decided to make in that moment, and you flip everything around, it suddenly goes all on the players. And what happens in that case is they either completely fade away and they weren't strong enough as a group to begin with, or they rise to the challenge. And so far in this postseason, there is no question that Denver believes it can win. They know they have the best player. And all the changes that occurred with Malone and Booth have given them a peace of mind and some kind of clarity that clearly wasn't there at the end of the year. So I still think the decision with a few games left in the regular season was really strange. I don't think there's any question at this point that it paid some immediate dividends, because this team got through the first round and now they got a 1-0 lead against the team that was the best all year long.
All right, Nick, let's talk about, I think I heard you say somewhere, maybe I read, that you were not betting against Steph Curry. Is this true? Is this true?
I can't do it. I cannot bet against that dude, knowing how much and how often he has carried that team, especially in the last few years, post KD leaving and Klay getting hurt and then he's leaving. Steph is still the baddest dude on the block. Now, Ant is incredible and face of the league. I mean, all of that is a fun conversation. And maybe this is the series where he turns around and goes, hey, Steph, it was cool, man, but I got it now. And we saw that last year, certainly, in those games against Phoenix. He's looking at KD going, you had your run. but I'm here. That may happen. But until we see that, until I see that with my own eyes, I'm not betting against Steph Curry. Guys, I think as far as this series goes, certainly Minnesota has incredible young talent. They've gotten more rest. They're long. They're athletic. They're deep. On paper, they should be able to roll the Warriors. But the Warriors have this dude named Jimmy Butler, who continues to show through the last 5, 6, 7 years that you give him whatever you give him in the postseason, and he will lift everybody else up. So when you combine Steph and Jimmy and a motivated Draymond and a few other key pieces, we saw it the other night with Buddy Hield. That's why I just think way too many people are saying, all right, the Warriors are still good, but they're not on the Timberwolves level. I think the Timberwolves had a hell of a series. I think Ant is awesome. I'm just not ready to go to the point where they're just going to roll a really proud Warriors team with Steph Curry still playing at the level he's at.
More on the Braves' big win last night. Also more on the Falcons' draft selections. But right now we're talking Nick Friedel about the NBA. And no, his dad wasn't there, but Tyrese Haliburton put on a show. Is Cleveland in that same boat as OKC as far as a young team that's got to figure out how to close out these games?
Absolutely. And if you're Cleveland and you've got the injury concerns with Mobley, what's going on with Garland, that is a big red flag. And that was why, guys, before the playoffs started, I still think Cleveland, if they are healthy, will win, should win, but Haliburton and that Pacers group are just completely overlooked because not many people are sitting there locked into Pacers games night to night during the regular year. But Rick Carlisle has won a title and proven to be a really solid coach through the years. He knows exactly what he's doing. But to the point about Cleveland, they just have not been there in enough big games and won together. I still think Boston not only gets to the East, but wins its second title in a row. And the reason I feel that is because Boston went through all those ups and downs in playoffs past. I mean, we're talking about the Warriors. Frankly, the Celtics should have won that series a few years back if they just held on to the ball. They were turning the ball over like crazy, and Steph made them pay for it. But Cleveland hasn't had those kind of tests together yet. It remains to be seen if they're even healthy at this point. If they are, I think they get through this series. But the Pacers, they go into MSG last year and win that game 7. They just keep getting a little bit better. And if Haliburton can take that team through each one of these games and be that closer late, well, then Cleveland is in really big trouble. And that would set up an interesting Eastern Conference Finals, at least in my mind, between the Pacers and the Celtics.
Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai. Guys, Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedel, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to our next visit. Appreciate it, man. We'll see what happens tonight.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Guys, it was great being with you. I'm here whenever you need me.
Aight.